A disciple asked Sri Bhagavan, "What is Guru Kripa, grace of the Guru? How does it lead to self-realization?" Sri Bhagavan replied, "Guru is the self. Sometime in all this life, a man becomes dissatisfied with it, and not content with what he has, he seeks the satisfaction of his desires through prayer to God, etc. His mind is gradually purified until he longs to know God, more to obtain his grace than to satisfy his worldly desires. Then God's grace begins to manifest. God takes the form of a guru and appears to the devotee, teaches him the truth, and moreover purifies his mind by association. The devotee's mind gains strength and is then able to turn inward. By meditation it is further purified, and it remains still without the least ripple. That calm expanse is the self. The guru is both external and internal. From the exterior, he gives a push to the mind to turn inward. From the interior, he pulls the mind towards the self and helps in the quieting of the mind. That is Guru Kripa. There is no difference between God, Guru, and the self. God, who is immanent, in his grace takes pity on the loving devotee and manifests himself according to the devotee's development. The devotee thinks that he is a man and expects a relationship as between two physical bodies. But the guru, who is God or the self incarnate, works from within, helps the man to see the error of his ways, and guides him on the right path until he realizes the self within. The disciple asks, "What should the devotee do then?" Sri Bhagavan responds, "He has only to act up to the words of the Master and work within. The Master is both within and without, so he creates conditions to drive you inward and at the same time prepares the interior to drag you to the center. Thus he gives a push from without and exerts a pull from within so that you may be fixed at the center." You will know in due course that your glory lies where you cease to exist. In order to gain that state, you should surrender yourself. Then the Master sees that you are in a fit state to receive guidance, and he guides you. The devotee surrenders himself to the Master, and it means that there is no vestige of individuality retained by him. If the surrender is complete, all sense of self is lost, and then there can be no misery or sorrow. The eternal being is nothing but happiness. That comes as a revelation. And the disciple asked, how can I obtain grace? Sri Bhagavan replies, grace is the self. That also is not to be acquired. You only need to know that it exists. The sun is brightness only. It does not see darkness. Yet you speak of darkness fleeing on the sun's approach. So also the devotee's ignorance, like the phantom of darkness, vanishes at the look of the guru. You are surrounded by sunlight. Yet if you would see the sun, you must turn in its direction and look at it. So also, grace is found by the proper approach you make, though it is here and now. Nadaga said to Ribhu, glory to you, my Sadguru, who has with natural ease carried me across the originless ocean of the sorrow of worldly existence in which I was submerged by the ferry of knowledge to the far shore of the immemorial Supreme Brahman. Glory to you, my Guru, who has inspired me, submerged in several severe sorrows, thinking that I am the perishable body, into realizing that I am the afflictionless Supreme Brahman, and conferred undivided bliss on me. Glory to you, my Sadguru, who has taught me that all is the undivided Supreme Brahman, and that I am, and removed all doubt, such as this world is real and I am insentient. Glory to you, my Sadguru, who has, by conferring the worthy, undivided, supreme knowledge on me, long submerged in illusion and in the whirl of thought, that the erroneous path of action would enable me to reach the goal, made me verily that itself. Glory to the Guru of the nature of the undivided absolute, who has appeared as an embodiment of grace and who has taken me into your grace. Glory to the Supreme Guru, who is eminently fitted to be the rare refuge in all the varieties of worlds. Glory to the Guru, who is blemishless, partless, peerless, and pervasive without a pause. Glory to the Guru, who is the Supreme Shiva, the higher than the highest, the Supreme Self, the Supreme Brahman. Glory to you, Sadhguru, the blemishless, shining as the originless, undivided nature manifest. Glory to you, Sadhguru, the taintless, undivided supreme knowledge. Glory to you, Supreme Guru, who, transcending the taintless knowledge, tower as the changeless. Glory to you, Supreme Guru, the realized, the equanimous, the totally non-attached. Glory to the Guru who is a mass of existence, consciousness, bliss. Glory to the Supreme Guru, the motionless, the peaceful. Glory to the Guru, the eternal, the attributeless. Glory to the Supreme Guru, the taintless. Glory to the Guru, the pure infinite expanse. Glory to the Supreme Guru, pervasive as that which is subtle. Glory to the Guru, the perfectly full and non-dual. Glory to the Supreme Guru, the undivided. Honored Guru, with the sublime knowledge beyond comprehension, by your compassion, small-minded I have overcome my littleness and have grown to be the great, undivided, complete, perfect fullness without separate identity. By obtaining this hard-to-get audience of yourself, I have obtained all there is to be obtained in this birth. By the rare relationship with your grace, I have become one who has successfully fulfilled all that is to be done. My guide, of the words that you and your grace have bestowed, I have taken up for reflection one of the statements of certitude that you have uttered, thoroughly effacing all attachment and holding fast to supreme bliss. I have become the nature of the supreme Brahman. What shall I say of your compassion that has removed all my worldly sorrow and conferred undivided bliss? There is not an iota of doubt in what has been said. How shall I describe this greatness of yours, revered Guru?